On this week's edition of Tourism Roundup, we'll tell you more about the Spruce Up Jamaica Tourism Internship Program. And in our No Jamaica feature, we go for a splash at Rockford Mineral Bath in Kingston. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the Spruce Up Jamaica Tourism Summer Internship Program has been playing a major role in providing well-trained and dedicated professionals for the hospitality sector. Under the program, young people 17 to 25 years old are placed in tourism-related entities where they are trained in various areas of the industry. Launched in 2008, the program aims to create awareness about the importance of tourism to the Jamaican economy. Spruce Up Jamaica was designed to encourage young people to pursue careers in the sector to further increase productivity and production, thus enhancing competitiveness. Minister Bartlett says the program has consistently benefited young people, moving from less than 1,000 participants to over 5,000 within the last 8 years.
But over the period, we have spent a little over $100 million on providing this exposure. But the purpose of this program was not just to give exposure to our young people, but to use it as an opportunity to open your mind to a broad spectrum of activities that create an experience that people travel across the world to enjoy.
Approximately 700 interns have been assigned to work in over 100 partner organizations in various subsectors such as transportation, accommodations, attractions, water sport, travel trade, and other tourism-linked industries. Mr. Bartlett is encouraging participants to use the opportunity wisely while urging them to use their placement to help build Brand Jamaica.
So I want you to take this exposure seriously and recognize the details of your assignments and follow them. Recognize the power of your engagement and the extent to which that engagement influences millions and millions of people. But more importantly, it builds a brand, a Jamaican brand.
Minister Bartlett further urges the interns to use the opportunity as a stepping stone to develop their professional skills.
So what you have learned then is that tourism is not an industry by itself, but it really is a catalyst that brings all elements and industries together. And so you're part of a bigger picture. The tourism sector now employs directly 90,000 people and indirectly about 250,000, which means one in four of all Jamaicans get an employment benefit from.
Additionally, Mr. Bartlett notes that the tourism sector is a global marketplace that has been and will continue to deliver tremendous benefits.
So now you have the lesson. So now you know why. So now you go out there and help us to connect those moving parts seamlessly to build the best experience that you can hope to give to everyone who comes to this country.
Minister of Tourism, Edmund Bartlett. Under the program, interns are provided with a stipend from the Tourism Product Development Company, TPD Co. Spruce Up Jamaica's Tourism Summer Internship Program is undertaken by TPD Co. with funding from the TEF. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica feature this week, we go for a splash at the Rockford Mineral Bath in Kingston. Rockford Mineral Bath is located in East Kingston at the foot of Long Mountain. It includes a historic military fort which gave the area its name. The complex operates as a subsidiary of the Caribbean Cement Company. Visitors from all over come to experience its invigorating waters, cozy garden setting, and friendly customer service. The therapeutic properties of the mineral-rich water flows from the Rockford Hills. We've come to the end of today's Tourism Roundup. Do join us again next time. I'm Theodore Henry for producer Shinari Farah.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.